This year's exhibition includes works by 81 artists, most in their 30s and residents of New York City or Los Angeles. The Whitney's Henrietta Huldysh co-curated the show with her colleague Shamim Momen. She says that certain themes emerged in the work they chose.
I think we see that artists are taking inspiration from the post-industrial American landscape, kind of engaging with the American terrain, with suburbia, with kind of decaying urban settings, and are articulating that often in very humble and modest materials, using materials that are not traditionally understood as art materials.
There are a few traditional paintings on canvas here, but sculpture, installation, and video predominate. Many of the artists use mundane materials in their works, leftover building supplies, street debris, even household garbage. Huldysh says the show's mood is akin to what she calls lessness. She says it's about small experiments, not grand gestures. But some critics say that much of what's on display simply lacks spirit and originality.
A large kitty litter box called Inbox. It's so jejune.
Artist and writer Lori Fendrick, a professor at Hofstra University, says she approaches the biennial with the openness of a teacher.
But that said, what I saw was very sad. What I see are young artists who are very disillusioned and also don't know very much. Their sense of history is about 2 years deep. A lot of stuff I saw looked an awful lot like the fragmentation of the early 70s.
Fendrick, who writes about art for the Chronicle of Higher Education, says the art in this biennial is too often formless and that little of it offers aesthetic pleasure either.
Fragmentation, disillusion, collapse was the theme. And very few artists, even when they were making an aesthetic statement, had form in those aesthetic statements. They were atomized installations, things that hung together, and the unity was that they were just isolated, atomistic things.
Biennial co-curator Henrietta Huldysh sees it very differently.
I think there's actually quite pronounced sort of aesthetic rewards and sort of a great investment in beauty and a lot of the work in this exhibition. It's sometimes finding beauty in unexpected places, but no less a quite pronounced interest in formal issues and in beauty.
As examples, she points to works by Charles Long and Mitzi Pettersson, among others. In its opening weeks, the show also included interactive multimedia and performance art events. The 2008 biennial continues at the Whitney Museum of American Art in New York City through June 1st. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.